3-4, nail 3-4, go line 2-3-4.3.
3-4, roger.
Jam 3.
Jam 2.
Jam 1. Copy 297, Jam 400.
Roger, Jam 400, copy 297, confirm rendezvous 050, 18 nautical miles, channel 72.
Roger, and we have 3 aircraft with 20 Mike Mike. 1 aircraft has 4 Mark 4 gun pods.
Understand, 4 Mark 4 gun pods?
That's affirmed on the lead aircraft.
Hey, what is your other aircraft have?
Roger, internal FAMO.
Okay, sounds fine. Understand, you're 387?
That's affirmed.
Okay, stand by one here. How far out from the rendezvous are you present time?
Roger, we're presently on the 340 radial 19 miles. We'll be there shortly.
Okay, give me 01 and I'll give you a target brief.
Roger, you can go ahead this time.
Okay, gentlemen, my target for today is a truck. And Misty 2-1, found it for me, appreciate him. Okay, target elevation 1,452 feet. We have high terrain, 2,310 feet, one click to the west. And altimeter 2981. Present winds are approximately 0905, gusting almost to 10 knots. And gentlemen, on your attack heading, I want 210, and you can vary that plus or minus 20 degrees. That'll be running out of the northeast. And I want you to have a right pull to the northwest. And I'll be holding inside of your turn.
Roger, understand. 210 attack heading and a right pull out to the west.
Okay, now, for bailout, if anything should happen, be to the southwest for 15 nautical miles. There's a flat plateau area and there's some leaving soul sites out there. Be your best bailout. If you can make it to feet wet, it'd be 060, 55 nautical miles. If you can make it to your recovery base, you can go east, channel 91, or 50. Go west to channel 89 for about 110 miles. Okay, on ground fire in the general area, be advised you can expect 23 or ZPU from your running heading. It'll be almost 3 clicks until your 6 o'clock. We have had some noted 23. Also, at 6 clicks to your 8 o'clock, it's almost on the other side of this other ridge line we have here. We have had 23 in ZPU over there also. However, that should be no problem on this target.
All right.
Okay, to give you an idea of the general target area, what we have here is it's right on the bend of a river. The river runs predominantly north-south, and then makes a break and runs east-west. Our target is just at that break where it goes from north-south to east-west.
Roger.
And it's about one-third of the way up on the trail. And if you follow the trail on up, that's where it runs up into the high terrain there. And from our running heading, your high terrain will probably be around at your 2 o'clock. At your 2 o'clock, like I said, it runs up to 2300. And it seems probably our running will be parallel to this river down here. It'll be most simple for you, gentlemen. However, you can change that running around to 180 if you don't want to have to pull up into that mountain.
Right, I understand.
Okay, and say your line of mission number and ordinance. I've already got your ordinance. How about your mission number?
Okay, 400, 411, and 414 are the side numbers.
400, 401,
champions.
Understand, champion 4004141, and that's your mission number?
And the mission number was 1610.
And Covey's right about your 8 o'clock, Tim.
Right.
Okay, I'll hit my fog generator. Okay, gentlemen, the target is right off my left wing. It's your convenience. I'll roll in and put a mark for you. And let's set this up for a right-hand pattern.
Roger, right-hand pattern.
And anytime you want to smoke, you just let me know.
Okay, anytime. We got you.
Okay, I have you, and I'm rolling into mark. Okay, what it is, the road kind of makes a little jag out to the south, and it's right in where that pit is, and I'll show you from my smoke. That smoke's gonna be a little bit off. Okay, from my smoke, and on your running heading, if you come back 6 o'clock.
Milestone 3 to milestone 1, you are cleared and left side here.
Just where the trail is. And, gentlemen, I'll put you right off target.
Running heading will be 320, remaining well to the east, please.
Okay, I'm holding to the north.
Okay, I got your smoke, and I understand it's just to the north of your smoke there, northeast.
We have some pretty big guns, and they're pretty mean boys over there. Pretty good shots.
Okay, could you give me a mark from where your smoke is right now?
Okay, from my smoke on your running heading, come back 6 o'clock at about 30 meters. Now we'll use the width of that river. The width of the river is 50 meters.
I believe I got him. He's right on the corner of the bend there.
That's a roger. He's got some camouflage on him. Okay, now I lost you in the sun here, champion.
Okay, I believe I got him.
Okay, and like I said, running kind of parallel to that river probably sets you up the best.
Okay.
Okay, and I have you, somebody come over a high final here. Are you going to carry through dry there?
All right, negative. We're not in a dive yet.
Okay, well, I've got someone going right overhead. Okay, I've got two of you.
Yeah, the other one's about a mile in front.
Yeah. And I'll be keeping a close eye out for our ground fire, and two and three, if you'll do the same for Lee when he rolls in, to watch out for any ground fire.
Roger, will do.
Okay, right now it seems like the wind's fairly calm, slightly out of the south-southwest.
Roger.
Maybe 2 knots. You tell me what my puff of smoke is. Okay, and lead, I've got you on, looks like a base to downwind, Roger.
That's a firm, and I'll be rolling in here shortly.
Sounds real fine. Okay, and say your playtime.
Roger, we got about 10-15 minutes max, right?
Okay, sounds good. And let's really do a job on this target. I don't want to get noise from it.
Okay, and Champ 1's rolling in this time.
That's right, I have the high final. And you have the target, and you'll be clear hot.
Roger. Champ 1 off the right.
Okay, it's real fine. 2, did you see Lee's hit?
Alright, it's beautiful.
Okay, I want you to come to slightly 9 o'clock, slightly to the 9 o'clock.
Alright.
Right on the bend of the road there.